Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Blood series is a sign for exemption, part 2. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 12 and verse 7. They are to take some of the blood and smear it on the sides and top of the door frames of the houses where they eat the animal. The last day we started our series on the blood of Jesus. We spoke about how the blood of Jesus could work as a sign for exemption from deadly plagues and evil in general. Today, I want to take this a bit further. If we look at the story in the book of Exodus, you will find that God gave specific instructions. Kill a lamb, take some of the blood, smear it on the sides and the top of the door. God then tells them that at midnight, he would send the destroying angel to kill people in any house that did not have the blood. Now, imagine this. Imagine an Israelite had killed the lamb, poured the blood in the basin, eaten the flesh of the lamb, but did not mark the sides and the top of his door. Do you think he would have been exempted? The answer is a resounding no. The Israelites would only be exempted if they applied the blood on the sides and the top of their doors. The blood had to be visible. Now, how does this apply to us today? How do we too apply the blood of Jesus on ourselves, our loved ones, on our property? The answer is simple. By our confession of faith. You apply the blood by confessing in faith. Confessions are simple as I apply the blood of Jesus over my life, over my home, over my children, over my family, and over all that concerns me. Because the blood of Jesus is upon me, no evil can befall me in the name of Jesus. That is how you apply the blood, but it must be done in faith. Mere knowledge about the blood without prayers and confession is the same as killing the lamb, but not putting the blood on your doorposts. If the blood will exempt you from evil, you will have to engage it by faith using your confession and prayer. Every time I speak about the blood exempting the believer from evil, most people think in terms of plagues alone. The blood can exempt from absolutely anything. The blood can exempt you from famine. It can exempt you from mass layoffs on your job. The blood can exempt you from the evil effects of evil incantations when people carry your personal effects to shrines and witch doctors. The blood of Jesus is extremely potent and serves as a sign that restrains the operation of the enemy. Engage the tokens of the blood in faith today. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Lord, today we engage the tokens of the blood. We apply the blood in faith over ourselves, over our loved ones, over everything that concerns us. We declare that we are exempted from the noisome pestilence that is ravaging the nations of the world. We are exempted from evil. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.